as soon as all that was said in the early church, the number of disciples multiplied greatly. Order guarantees progress. Order secures a future. No prayer and fasting will ever be a substitute for order. Order, 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 order. Let all things be done decently and in order. Let all things be done decently and in order. All things, not some things, not most things, but all things. Let all. You want to see progress, you want to secure the future. Let all things be done decently and in order. Because your God and my God is not the God of confusion, but of peace in every church of the saint. Verse 33 of that 1 Corinthians 14. Is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Of peace in all churches of the saints. Peace, order, 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 order. You can't tell the value of order until you have set it. Set it first and see the value. Set it first and see the value. Even in our personal lives, when order is set, waste is caught. Either of time, of energy, of resources. But there is order. There is order. Order is an asset of inestimable value to human existence. No organization has a future without order. There will be chaos where there is no order. And so most of the crises that we see in many organizations today is traceable to lack of order. Lack of order. Lack of order. May the God of order visit us. Amen. This afternoon. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Please give the Lord a big hand and get seated. We're looking at the second structure. Towards building with the next generation in view. And it's the administrative structure. The administrative structure. God, who is not the author of confusion, created the world by divine order, one after the other. What if the animals were created before the grass came? The world died. What if he made a mistake of creating fish before water? He's right. Everything according to divine order. We serve a God of order. And he demands order from us. So we can have the best of him. And the best experience with him on earth. Jethro says something very interesting when offering the counsel to Moses. You continue like this, you die. You will die quick. But set captains over thousands, over hundreds, over fifties, and over ten. Let them handle smaller cases. And let only the major ones come to you. He said, if you do this and God command you so. Who did? God. God command you to set order. Or you'll be shattered. God command you so. That's Exodus 18, 21 to 24. And if thou doest this, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men such as fear God, men of truth, hate covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers over of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, rulers of tens. He said, and let them judge the people at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. Now he went on and said, and if thou shalt do this, and God command this soul, God command this soul, God is the one commanding you, that shall be able to endure, you will live long. And all these people shall go also to their place in peace. You are creating crisis for yourself and for them. Lack of order creates crisis. Lack of order creates crisis. Order instills peace. Now, for a long season, Israel was without a true God, without a teaching priest, and without law. And when they're in their trouble, you always get into trouble. When there is no order, you get into trouble easy. You get into trouble naturally, just natural sequence. Amen. There was no peace to him that went out, not to him that came in, but great vexation upon all the inhabitants of the earth. Nation were destroyed of nation. Because there was no law, there was no order set. No order was set, so crisis is permitted. You open the door to crisis when there's no order. You give place to the devil to have a feeding when there's no order. It's so important, it's so vital to recognize the place of order and then get committed to installing it. Get committed to installing it. Get committed to installing it. And you set order for a building from the foundation. So if in the time of the founder there is no order, it is lost.
Yes.
Forget it. Forget it. You tell the people coming that when our father was here, there was no such thing. You can come to church anytime you want. It is lost. You don't renovate your foundation. You don't renovate a foundation. Don't stop wasting your energy. You don't put it there now, it won't be there forever.
Yeah.
Come on now. You should know you are running for time.
Yeah.
You are running. I mean, you're running for time.
Yeah.
You don't install it now. It's gone forever. It is at the foundation to determine what the building will look like.
Yeah.
It's not in the middle. No, at the foundation. So if the founders fail in their time to put that in place, forget it. The organization is gone. The organization is gone. I think we can close this meeting and just go.
Yeah.
So I can go and work on it. This is a workshop material. Go and work on it. You don't get it done, it's lost. It's lost forever. You can't see who to trust. Nobody will trust the organization tomorrow. Nobody will. Who are you for God to trust you in the first instance? And who am I? And now you are such an expert, you can't trust anybody. Can you imagine you are the one, the preacher, and you are the usher? You get what I'm saying? You are the hospitality person. The same you. So when somebody disappears and says, excuse me, please, you're welcome. Then come and say, I just went to welcome somebody. They say, Ronnie, yeah, yeah. What kind of yeah, man? My God. Order. Order.
Yeah.
Order. Order.
Yes.
Is the mother of peace.
Thanks.
The mother of progress. Is the fountain of the future. Order. Order. You know, where we've never had any issue with what to eat, what to drink, is planned. So it's not that we are deciding it later. You enter into a year, domestic affairs, disorder affairs, order, offering affairs. So it's not I'm deciding what to do when I get to the place now. It's already sorted. That when I appear before the Lord who made me, I appear before my Savior, this is the least that I must appear with. Whether the church is now 5 or 10, it doesn't matter. Order. My wife also believes, you know, she believes very seriously in order, because I've never been asked to add anything to what was planned.
Yes.
From day one to tomorrow. Amen. Set order. I never bought a pair of socks in my life for any child. How? That I'll go to a shop and say, how much are you selling? No. Short time is not part of my agenda. Or stop on the way and buy bread. So, who will buy the people who are making where I live? Amen. Don't introduce market disorder. The people making bread in my place can't tell me how long those will consume. And I carry from somewhere else there. No? It will disturb their sales. Well, praise the Lord. Order. Like I mentioned in the morning, praying without planning is plain. You are toying without knowing. Planning without programming your action is just having fun. Living in the woods, no direction, everything looks like the same. And programming without pursuit is dining with the dead. It will never engender result. You have to pursue it to deliver it. We had, I can't tell how many, maybe 70 or something of our senior ministers that came around during the final reading stage of the mandate. We couldn't go to church. We read page by page. We have been going to church every day, so what's the matter? And if you are not going to church because of the church, is it not acceptable? The church, we are not coming today because of you. We want to secure your future. That's how serious order can be. Order will not set itself. Titus 1:5, you have to set it. Order will not. For this cause, left I the decree that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanted, that are out of order, and ordain elders in every city as I have appointed you. Order will never set itself. So sit up and start setting it. Praise God. There's what we call setting out when you are doing a building construction. You don't just go and start digging. You set out where you want to dig. So we have to set the order. We don't have a choice. We have to set the order. One of the things the Lord taught me very early is the place and power of biographies. The place and what? Power of biographies. Reading up the life of those that have gone before you to locate the steps they took, and if those are the things you desire, to see what you can learn from it. I love biographies. So I introduced biographical studies in our Bible school to give people an idea of what those who have gone before them did to get what they got, what they did to sustain the grace of God upon their life, if you want it. So I could tell when I'm on Billy Graham's frequency. I could tell when I would be on a robot's frequency. I could tell when I was on Billy's Sunday's frequency. I mean, and avoid the pitfall that I come across there. Stay in the way, that's God's idea. And see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? Where your father strode and walk in it. You find rest for your souls. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16 and 17. But say, we will not. Why? And an IT age, a software age, we don't go for things hard. There's always a software to somewhere. Is there a software for fasting? You have seen it before. Where you just press and then your fasting is going on. I'm now 18 days. Amen. My God, and you're being 40 days, so you just sit down a bit more. Enter. Days, the minute one. If you don't move this thing from here for the next 10 years, it will be here. It will be here. So certain forces go into play to set things in order. Certain forces must go into play to set things in order. And the principal raw material is planning. An undying commitment to planning towards what you hope to see. You are planning your steps towards what you want to realize. You know, the Bible says even nature teaches us. It doesn't have to be church. Even nature teaches us that this is not right. So you can learn from nature. Jesus taught most of the things from nature. Well, in my own view, the Catholics have done a good job in terms of structure. An extremely good job. Amazing good job. Where you can sit down and pull out materials of 650 years ago. My God. In its original form. How many of us in ministry today can pull out things of 10 years? It's known to be the longest organized system on the earth. Over 2,000 years in existence. And then came the major Protestant, the Church of England. They made a good deal of organization. Good deal of it. If you keep going like this, not one thing will be traced to the charismatic in life. If you keep going like we're going, without reviewing our steps, without seeing the place of order, it will fizzle out straight because many are running like a show. You make sales on Sunday, you spend it during the week, and then come back for the next market day. No. That's not life. So I took time to study the Catholic system. I took time to study the Anglican system. And then some evangelicals, around the Baptist, you were a Baptist before. I saw the Baptist and the younger ones like first choir. Amen. But they are older than us. So why don't we learn? If there's anything they caught through learning themselves, that must have applied. It's the cheapest way to find a way forward. When you are looking for a thing like this, look out for examples. Who are the ones who have stayed on for some time? We spent a lot of time on Church of God in Christ, okay. There were 100 years that time, and then we were not, maybe we were 30 or something. We need to find out what they did to 100 years and still be there. Because I know a lot of ministers that I met when God called me, they don't exist again. Not just in Nigeria, in America. That they don't exist. I mean, whether they are still alive or not, nobody knows. And behind it is lack of order. Lack of what? The pastor can go to anywhere he likes and comes back anytime he likes. That's not life. Not accountable to nobody. That's not life. That's not life. But every single ministry represented here today, we stand the test of time.
Amen.
And as your days, so shall be the strength of that ministry.
Amen.
No one here will leave a dead ministry behind.
Amen.
No one here will leave a dead ministry behind.
Amen.
No one here will leave a dead ministry behind.
Amen.
No one here will leave a dead ministry behind.
Amen.
No one will leave a dying ministry behind.
Amen.
No one will leave a gasping ministry behind.
Amen.
By taking responsibility early. Thank you, Jesus. Do you want a church ministry that lasts? Go study the steps of the ones that have accomplished that. Don't be slothful, but followers of them through faith and patience inherit the promises. It's a lot of hard work to set order. It's a lot of hard work to set order. It's a lot of hard work to set order. Again, as earlier mentioned, no church ministry has a future without a structure. Without a viable structure, without an accountable structure, without a well-defined structure. I had an encounter with the Lord sometimes 1998, and he said, structure, 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 the only way to secure the future of any system. Structure, structure, structure. So we came up with another structure that time, 1998, because we had series of them. Series of them. Series of them. To define principal offices, to specify their functions, tenor of office. Come and say tenor. It might be a good man, very functional, and suddenly becomes very draggy and no more output. If he's there forever, you have killed the system. Don't define offices, define functions. Amen. Define functions. And make it tenured. Define lines of authority. Who answers to what? Define the format of reporting. So you don't have stories being told. these are the things we expect from you. 1, 2, 3. Put it in a box. So he fits it in. Easy to assess and appraise. Amen. Any church without proper national structure is bound to collapse. It's a matter of time. We must therefore not watch the work committed to our hands to collapse with our eyes opened. Let's take responsibility. This was mentioned earlier. The apostles have lost the fire in chapter 6 of Acts of the Apostles. If they did not set order, and they are busy managing distribution of food, they will have lost the fire completely. They are not in chapter 7 at all. It would have been one of the most short-lived movements. But quickly, their system came alive. We can't afford to lose the ministry to food sharing. Look for among yourself and let them share the food. We face our job. That's what's difficult for many pastors to do today. Let the helpers face outside the altar affairs. You face the altar. Face the altar with everything inside you. And watch the ministry just blossoming and going and going. And so the fire came alive. They committed themselves to prayers and the ministry of the word, and so the word of God increased. And was able to multiply greatly in Jerusalem because they set order at the point of challenge. Let's wake up and set order with a sense of mission. This is what we have to do, not what we may do if we like. This is what we have to do. Every stress that may have been caused any of us, everything that may be causing us stress, the lack of order, we go off now. Somebody came to me one time and said, "Now tell me, how do you manage all these things?" I said, "Which one? All these things? Well, you think I'm the one managing all these things? You're wasting your time. I'm managing the Bible with every sense of mission. I read and I write daily. My diary that I took 8th of March is finished. The one I brought here, if it's here, the red one, just came on 22nd of this month. I'm managing my portion of the assignment. That's what gives them what to manage. If I don't manage this one properly, there's no to manage. Let's see that way. Let's see that way. And commit to it right now. What are you covering? They will see it. Now, you have a long note. Please, Bishop, take it. You are writing. You cover it here. As you are going down, you top. So they are saying the top. What are you covering? You can't cover with your body. Eh? It's your hand now. They say, "Hey, that's what you're hiding." Let's come open. Your ministry will be stress-free. Your ministry will be stress-free. Forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. They say with the apostles recover their ministry, we will not lose our ministry. Amen. In Acts chapter 16, verse 4 and 5. And as they went through the cities, They delivered them the decrees for to keep, which were ordained by the apostles. You know, it's at the foundation, this is a door, which were ordained of the apostles that were in Jerusalem. And so were the churches established and increased in number daily. Power of order. So were the churches established and increased in number daily. No surprises. They know what you must do. Amen. No surprises. They know how things are said. No surprises. Can I tell you why others not come to play in most part of our own movement as charismatics? The head pastors hate to be accountable. They hate to be accountable. They hate to be accountable. They hate it. You once kept the account of the powerful upcoming church in Kaduna. Do I ever have any right to call for money? Not that I became president, I was president from the beginning. Amen. Eh? If you read those early accounts when Bishop Ebuime was in charge, 5 naira was given to Brother David for the trip to Zaria. Longhand. His accounting is not by, what do they call all those lines they draw? Long sentences, you can't miss it. If you can read, you get the account. It's not that somebody's joined table and then it's confusing you. I had no right to assess any form. By a law that I said and I subscribed to. Life is so easy. People don't want to be accountable. So certain order must be around them. Or it's not order. They don't want to be accountable. In our churches today, you know how many, the level of, is it quadratic order that we have in our local churches? There is chairman of church board. It's Baba Ijo. There is chairman of local church council. There is chairman of finance management committee. There is chairman of project committee. Is it project board? Chairman audit. There is no way you can go anywhere. You have to pass through that process. Eh? Governing council of our schools. The smallest school has governing council. So nobody wakes up from the wrong side of the bed and just do something wrong. You go through a process before they approve anything. It goes through a process, except you are just a highway robber. It goes through a process. That's what you cannot do by the regulations in your hand. We don't have problem here attending to people at Covenant because the law is there. They call it student handbook. When you break it, you know yourself. There's no point saying, excuse me, what is the matter? The matter is there. Whether you are now son of a president or a prime minister, it doesn't matter here. The prime minister doesn't own the school. The prime minister doesn't own the school. The school has its own laws. So you don't see anybody. They just show you your problem online. No discussion. Order guarantees peace. You're not running because you just be doing things depending on the person and their looks. But when order is there, it's there. Do you pay people salary because of their need? No, you pay them what they are due. Your need is relevant. Eh? You need 50,000 naira and your salary is 30,000. That's what you get. What you need has nothing to do with it.
True, sir.
That your wife gave birth to 3 children at a time, it doesn't change it. You say you plan for only one baby cord. Now go and buy the remaining two. Or expand the one you bought to take the 3 of them. It doesn't. That's how peaceful order can be. Amen. The pastor can now give anybody, any amount you want to do burial for your old people or something. He can. It's not obligatory. If he has the capacity and you are such of value to him, he can do that. But not that he now take from church money and say it because you have 3 children at a time. They say, who has the children? They say, you. It's your responsibility. You carry on with it. Let's be willing to be accountable. If we are not, the next leader will not be accountable. The one following will be worse. And then, small by small, the church starts dying. Let's hold ourselves accountable. We are not just servants of God, we are servants of church, of the church. You better know that you are called to serve the church. The church is not called to serve you. You are called to serve the church. You must just be accountable. You must be accountable. You must be accountable. You are not an all-rounder. You are not accountant. You are not a lawyer. You are not, but by the time you want to be accountant, lawyer, do everything, you just confuse yourself for nothing. I've never been once where they negotiate for land in my life. They say, how much you want to sell your land? 2 naira. What of 1 naira? The time is not there. The time to be the one conversing for land is not there. Let's set order and we'll have rest. And God command you so. And God, don't say it's Jethro. God told me to tell you that you will die for nothing if you don't do it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't set order that you don't subscribe to. Nobody else will. Don't set order that you are not willing to subscribe to. Nobody else will. Don't set any order that you are not prepared to subscribe to. Nobody else will. When order is set, the document should be made open. What do I call it? Document should be made open. Don't keep it. It won't fly. Let the people have it. It is not a court. Let them have it. What if you don't have all those ones I was referring to? We can't read it. Let them have it. There's no perfect system. Let them have it. Let members see it. That is what happens. Let operators have it. We put our own in the bookshop. Amen. It's not a secret thing. It's a bony thing that they put somewhere else. Jesus is open. Praise God. Let them have it. Now, big one, let the order define the process of succession. Process of what? Because you're going to live here someday. Or you won't live. Even if you are Methuselah, you will live someday. You will live someday. Define the process of succession. Define the process of succession. You know, Joshua is not a biological son of Moses. And the sons of Moses never caused any problem. They were very holy sons. But they were not the ones chosen by God. Define the process. This thing is not genetical. Define the process. Let the process be well understood. Life is so simple. Define the age limit. Because you need energy to drive.
Yes.
Particularly all these big ministries that are rising. You need the energy to drive. Energy to drive. Don't get an 80-year-old person to come and drive a trailer. No, no, no. He will sleep off. Define the terms of eligibility. So there won't be anything you are running around for. Who and who are eligible? What must they possess for the eligibility? What is the process for the ultimate emergence? Define it. It's so simple. Not when we're about to die. Baba, who is taking over? There was one, Jeremiah. They said he has left. He's in heaven. What of Jacques? No, no. God, play kalokalo with people. No. Moses went to the mountain, set a man over this congregation of God. Amen. You know, you can toy with small things like that, but not where you are going. No, not where you are going. You define them in concrete terms, sir. You read it through and through and through, and then you vet it. My God. Now, here's a big problem. Many, many charismatic ministries won't see the next generation. Won't see the next generation except as they change. All this hand over to your son, hand over to your daughter, is not ministry. It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not ministry. No prayer, no nothing. And no process. Only between you and your son. That's not life. Define the process. If God picks that son, it may not be the first, it may not be the second. Maybe it's not the fourth. But it's not a family inheritance. It's not a chieftaincy title in your religious process in the spirit. If the man gets it, it will still be subject to vetting of the body responsible. Hello. You're quiet now.
It's too hot.
My God. Praise God. That's how to secure the coming generation. You don't do that, you won't have it. Now, if you go by that thing that people are doing now, the next leader will also put a son there that may not even be born again. That's the end of the ministry. That may not be born again. That may even sell the building, the church building. And say, ministry folded. Come on, call anybody wants to buy. That's why order must be set, sir. Order. I fear that some top buildings today will become entertainment centers tomorrow. I fear. If there's nobody to check you, sir, you may check yourself out of ministry. You may check yourself out of ministry before you knew it. If there's nobody to check you, you may check yourself out of ministry before you know it. This, my wife, has never signed a check of this ministry in her life. And what? It's not in her department. Do you know anything that the church has? How will you know it? Even me, I don't know it. Order. Come and say order. You work with me for 10 years, you may not know where you came from. Because I don't have to ask. Where you came from is not what we employ. You, your function. Somebody spoke to me one day and said, excuse me, what state are you from really? He says, you don't know. I said, I don't. I'm not a census officer. And he's worked with me for 15 years.
Wow.
Let's be spiritual. The only way to secure a spiritual system is to be spiritual. To approach it spiritually. 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 I know ministries today around the world that don't have any associate. They don't have any associate pastor, sir. So if they are indisposed, the church is empty. If they are indisposed, the church is empty. Church is empty. They are scared to have an associate. And they are not 10 years old churches. They are not 15 years. They are not 20 years. And no one is more than 40 years that has no associate. Are they growing? There's no way to grow like that. There's no way to grow like that. One of the greatest prophets that ever walked the earth, who even said, the Lord will send a prophet unto you like unto me. He was the savior of the Old Testament, the man Moses. After he left Exodus chapter, chapter 18, then he knew the place of order. And God says in one time, you can't bear this thing alone. Get 70 elders to stand by. So he got 70 elders. Then he got two tops among them, Aaron and Hur. It's a structure. And then he had this army of young men that can do the running. Yeah. Praise God. And they will lift his hands up on top of the mountain and they will do the fighting on the ground. It's all order. 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 God was the one that said the other order. He sent Jethro to say the first one. Now God came to him in Numbers chapter 12 that you will die like this. Chapter 11, sorry. You can't bear this alone. And God told them what to do. To share the weight. Let's go back and restore order. Let's go back and restore order. The future will never be brighter than you set it. Let's go back and restore order. Let's go back and restore order. These were the things born in my heart while preparing for this meeting. We need to speak to ourselves on the place of order. So don't go with the euphoria of the day. Somebody got hit, somebody got saved, somebody dead, raised to the life. That's okay. What of tomorrow?
Thank you, Jesus.
What of tomorrow? And God's heart is clear. Ecclesiastes 3:14. Whatever the Lord doeth shall be what? It's ordained to be forever. So let's partner with him to make it endure forever. Whatever the Lord shall be forever, shall be forever, shall be forever, shall be forever. Come and see now. Take responsibility. Set order so it can be forever. Set appropriate order. Stand before me. Receive instructions. Get corrections. And then move on. If you fail to do that, if I fail to do that at this point, when we are still on, is lost. Your own will not be lost. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 Even though we did quite some study here and there, but you won't find anything copied in our structure. It's germane to us. It's ours. We know the system, so we put in place a structure to run the system. Customized. No guesswork. No guesswork. What's the prayer of a word of contracts? For instance, you don't fix it, it won't be fixed. Somebody will sit down there tomorrow and just do anything he wants. Can even be the contractor, the pastor can be the contractor. He can beat and award it to himself and go to someone to run. All those minor details are so essential. If they must continue after us, if the things must continue after us, we must know how to structure it. If it must continue, we must know how to structure it. Say with me, order is God's idea. Setting it is my responsibility. I'm set to take responsibility as I stand before Him to receive instructions and guidance and work with my team to produce the document. Now, there must also be terms of removal of any leader. What is it that disqualifies a man to continue his tenure? And terms of withdrawal of any leader who chooses to in the course of his tenure. The thing should be just laid up. You can't say you cannot withdraw. He can. What if he has some health challenges? He can. And should be allowed. So what are the terms that guide removal of a leader and the process of withdrawal of service of any leader? So you see it ahead and package the process. I mean, simulate the process if you want to. Test it on the scales of wisdom. We are addressing building towards the coming generation. So we have better open it up. I did some fast forwarding sometimes back. Now, if Jesus, because say I come quickly, 2,000 years ago, he hasn't come yet. It was 1,000 years, like one day before the Lord. And they say, Jesus have not come. Although I told you that 1,000 years is like one day. I'm just 2 days away. So, Emma, we don't hurry up. I'm just 2 days away. I left 2,000 years ago. 1,000 years, one day. Just 2 days ago, I left. Now, if he doesn't come, 100 years from now, I ask myself sincere questions. What will this church look like? Or what do I want it to look like? Now, if he now stays a bit longer to 500 years, what will this church look like? How do we ensure the fire is still burning? Come on now. Now, if he now said, look, I told you I left 2 days ago, and it's now 2,000 years more, will this church still be there? That's what we look at. Will this church still be there? Or they say there used to be a church sometimes? No. So those are the things you just project. What do you want to see after you, your generation, the next one, the third one, is going to heaven? What will this church look like? Amen. And that's what informs all that we are talking about. How many want to see this work endure till Christ will come? You want the work in your hand to endure till Jesus comes? Let me see your hand up. That's why we are doing what we are doing. I got into a building in Toronto some years ago. It was built 200 years before. How many years? The doors were still intact. And so it's not later that they determined that. They determined that from the foundation. I want to pray this prayer, Lord, whatever time you choose to come, what is required to make this church still burning, show it to me. Show it to me. If you are there for 2,000 years more to come, what will keep this church alive and still remain a point of reference in terms of the move of God? Show it to me. Glory to God. Show it to me. And open up. He has surrounded you with people. He says some are wrong, but some are right. And mostly there are more right than there are wrong. So what's your problem? Now, whether you talk about succession or not, it's coming. You think it won't come? You are here, Mark 120. Mark. Another 120, you are not running around. Amen. You are seated on a mountain. We are, they won't help your hand to be up. Your hand cannot be up on its own day. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Some are so scared of succession. They are so scared. But it will happen.
Yes.
But you have to make it happen where?
Yes.
Not create crisis for the coming generation.
Honorably
so.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. We will laugh at the end.
Amen.
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 Every one of us will laugh at the end.
Amen.
Stand to your feet. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your two hands, everyone. And ask Jesus to help in setting required order. Jesus, I need your help in setting the required order. Lord, I need your help in setting the required order. To secure the tomorrow of this ministry. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. 1 Chronicles 15:13. They were bearing the ark of the Lord and something went wrong. The ark tumbled and Uzzah in 1 Chronicles 13 tried to help it and God smote him to death. Now, in chapter 15, verse 13 here, he said, for because he did it not at first, the Lord our God made a bridge upon us, for we sought him not after the due order. The move of God can crash if it's not done after the due order. And what is the due order? Let everything be done decently and in order. They did it not at first. After the due order. So God reacted. So let's hunt for the due order.
Yeah. Hunt for the
due order. The Lord, we ask the Lord, Lord, grant me access to the due order that will preserve your move in this ministry till you return. Grant me access to the due order. Go ahead and pray. grant me access to the due order required. Due order required to secure the tomorrow of this ministry and preserve the move of the Spirit till you return. Grant me access to the due order. Grant me access to the due order. Access to the due order. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. There's a common word that's used in the circle of church leaders. They call some churches established churches. Amen. We are talking about established churches. And there are Pentecostal churches. I mean, it looks funny, but what makes them established? Order. It's not anyhow. You know, as you are led by the Spirit. We don't contain the Spirit, no. But the Spirit also works on order. He said, let the wood be set in order. Before the fire fell, the order was required. Order, 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 order. You can't sustain the move of God as led by the Holy Ghost. Yeah? You start service, there's no end time. No. That's not the way it is. Thank you, Jesus. I see order installed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, let me use the next 5 minutes to do this. What are the benefits of order? Please sit down. What are the benefits of order? Order offers required rest. That keeps the leader focused. Order empowers organizations to thrive. Order engenders growth and development. Order minimizes or eliminates waste. Make them sit down in 50s. Come and say order. The order will trouble themselves over and record many deaths. Make them sit down in 50s. And then they serve the food in groups of 50s. They could now collect the fragments easily. Order. Order. He said, gather the remnants that nothing be lost. Order minimizes or eliminates waste. Order enhances value for time. Enhances value for time. All things are not for me, but not all things are expedient. All things are not for me. I will not be brought under the power of any. 1 Corinthians 6:12. Order enhances the value of our time. helps us to make the most of our time. The big one, order establishes establishment. Order establishes, facilitates establishment. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of their times and the strength of salvation. Isaiah 33, verse 6. Wisdom shall be the stability, the stabilizer of your time. And the strength of salvation. Order facilitates establishment. Order facilitates establishment. I'm not in doubt of what they'll be preaching in this church till Jesus comes. It's already said. I'm not in doubt of how they will run the administration. We already have a structure for it. I'm not apprehensive about how they will run their financial management systems. It's in place. When I get to the financial structure, we like it. Because it will just give value to the resources of the ministry. It will give real-time value. Real-time value to the resources of the ministry. Real-time value. Free spending will end. Pay as you go, we end. To be pay as you plan. Pay as you plan. Not as you go. Gregerson was praying as he went. In my place, he said, Jai. And after that, he began to be in want. You can't tell how much worth the resources you have at the disposal of the ministry is until you plan it. You can't tell. We wonder to many now, not because we are just, but there's plan. There's what you can't spend. No. Jesus is Lord. That's the power of order. In Psalm 90, verse 17, David prayed. He said, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. He said, okay, son, daughter, go set order. It's my pathway for establishment. Go set what? Order. They send decrees, they send their structure to the churches. This is how churches were run under this apostolic mandate. And so our church is established in the faith and increase in number daily. Decrees, they send the decrees. Give me that decree, please. This is in all our churches worldwide. They have official copies and they have right to their personal copies. This is Acts 16, 4 and 5. Decrees for to keep. And so the church is establishing the faith and increase in number daily. Decrease for to keep. Because of later discoveries. This is one edition of the policy handbook. The two of them carry equal weight. Praise God. Amen. It's life. Now, but with the Holy Ghost, write this. Now, answer me. It's people goes that we write it. People goes, we write it. You will need the help of the Holy Ghost, but the people goes more write it. Holy Ghost has stopped writing for long. It makes men of a pen of ready writer. So be ready to write, that's the meaning. Be ready to write. Be ready to write. Be ready to write. And don't let any personal interest come on the line. Let Jesus' interest rule the process. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Don't let any personal interest come on the line. But let the interest of Jesus be the center perspective of what you are writing. Thank you, Jesus. Now stand to your feet. Stretch forth your hands towards this material and say, Jesus, embrace me to put down in clear terms the due order with which to run this ministry. Go ahead and pray. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart, everybody. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. No one knows it like Jesus. Lord Jesus, reveal yourself to every one of us in a new way. Show us what your due order is in our respective ministries. Grant us grace to take responsibility in putting it down. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you believe others come to stay in your respective ministries, let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
If you believe that in no distant time your first document on the set order will be released, let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Tonight I'll show you a clip of what small beginnings can be on the screen. So it's not about where you are going. You start from where you are. It's around the place where thou art. Get started. From the place where you are, get started. It's our approach today that defines our tomorrow. Get started. When we have, what you have. Not when you have, what you have now. What to have now. What to have now. If we had executive council in those early days, executive council, to counsel what? But someday we had our team in the UK at the airport. They came to see me up. And some fellows approached them and said, excuse me, are you reps of the United Nations? He thought they were going. There was a meeting going on in New York, and he thought maybe they were on that trip. You know why? The way they presented themselves. The way what? They presented themselves. The way they presented themselves. They looked like UN reps. They were just sitting over the airport. Order is beautiful. Order is beautiful. Even in dressing, order, order, order. In the name of Jesus, no ministry will lack order here anymore.
Yeah.
I shared with a friend of mine, I said, my friend, what's your salary like in the ministry? Is it salary? Brother David, your own is too much. You know, you are the ministry. I said, no, I'm not the ministry. I'm not the ministry. I'm not the ministry. I'm sorry. Now, ask me where the ministry is today. I don't know. The earth of the tomorrow of the ministry. The earth of the tomorrow of the ministry. Order. Come and see order.
Order.
Order. Otherwise, just go wide. Order. We need order. If you are the ministry, then who are you accountable to? Nobody. You are the ministry. Amen. The reason why many churches will not grow is because is their own. My church. My church. And Jesus will only build his church. Not your church. He will only build his church. He told me before our church ministry began, never in my mind or from my mouth, my church.
Never.
Never. I've never said by mistake.
Never.
It's not your church. If it's yours, then you grow it. You know where the gates of hell are? You go and look for it. In the name of Jesus, God won't leave you to that assignment.
Amen.
He will back you up.
Amen.
If you let him. Jesus is Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm sure at this time, at least everybody can give thanks to God. Because the shocks are quite moving around the congregation. But you can thank God for everything. Thank God for light. Thank God for insight. Thank God for instructions. Raise your hand and thank God with me right now. Thank you, Jesus, for truth. Thank you, Jesus, for light. Thank you for instructions. To guarantee the constructions of our ministries. Thank you. Thank you. If you can see the future of your ministry, give thanks to God. If you can see the future of that church, give thanks to God. Celebrate Him. Celebrate Him. Celebrate Him. Celebrate Him. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. I believe in this session we have received the experience of the prophet. Thy word was bitter in my mouth, but when it got inside, it became sweet. They are hard pills to swallow, but it will come sweet to us tomorrow. To God be the glory forever. In Jesus' wonderful name. In honor of Jesus, let's appreciate the blessing that we have received this afternoon with a big hand. It's worthy. It's worthy. Amen. Well, 7 p.m. is the evening session. As we have always been doing, we come in a good time and everything that God has in store for us will be fully communicated. Please stay refreshed. Don't forget to do your registrations for those of us who are yet to. Resource materials are available out there at the main entrance to this chapel. It is well with you. Please share your love with some neighbors after we have shared the goodness of our Lord. Let's go. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. God bless you. 7 p.m. We're here together.